Good morning and welcome to another Hump Day Hallelujah. I'm Pastor Scott coming to you from Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights. And during the season of Lent, we didn't have these Hump Day Hallelujah, so we skipped seven of them because we are providing you with daily videos for the entire season of Lent, 40 daily videos, not including Sundays. And now during this, the season of Easter, these Hump Day Hallelujahs have resumed, but they're going to be different than they were during prior to Lent. For these next 7 weeks, these next seven Wednesdays, you're not going to be hearing from me. You're going to be hearing from other members of the congregation as they share a little bit about their story. Our theme during Lent was God's story, our story. And now that we've moved through Lent into the season of Easter, we're going to hear from you, other members of this congregation who are going to share how God's story has impacted their story. And they're going to share a bit about that with you in these moments each Wednesday. I hope you enjoy hearing these stories. I hope you appreciate the courage that these folks are displaying by sharing a part of themselves and a part of their story and their faith journey. And we will resume the typical traditional Hump Day Hallelujahs after Pentecost. Thanks for spending a part of this day with me and with the person who's going to be sharing with us today. Take care.
Hey guys, this is William Barker. Some of you may know me as the youth director here at Ascension Lutheran. Some of you may also recognize me as the little boy that used to run around these hallways way back in the day, me and my brother, when we were in the third grade. We started out back in 2001, 2002, we started coming to this church. My grandmother really pushed us into going as much as we can. And that's how we ended up finding Ascension Lutheran when we moved up here from the Bay Area. Ultimately, grew up in the church, went to youth group, had the fondest memories of youth, in fact, some of the best memories I've ever had. Mr. Justin, surprisingly, was assistant youth director at the time as well, just like he is still here today and probably will still be here in 10, 20, 30 years in the future. But my youth director at the time was Sean Carpenter, and him and his wife were very involved and active, and they've left a stamp in my life that I still remember to this day, and I think I'll still always remember. They introduced me into the missions, and that's where really my love for Jesus and the study of the Bible and the Word really grew. Started in 2009 when we went on our first mission trip in Ensenada, Mexico, where we built a retainer wall against a hill to protect a preschool from a mudslide. And just being out there and doing the Lord's work for these people who are less fortunate really resonated with me growing up. And then it led into other mission trips, went up to Yakima, Washington for a time. But I really wanted to go out and travel more and be more hands-on and not just do more than just a week here and there once a year. So that's where Sean and Moira introduced me to a program called YWAM, Youth with a Mission, right after high school. And it really resonated with me because they were worldwide. They had locations all over the world. I love to travel, so that was one benefit. And then plus I'm still spreading the word of God and doing the work of God during that whole time. I ended up choosing a 6-month DTS program, a discipleship training school. It was 6 months, 3 months in Maui, Hawaii, where it was 3 months of hard studies every single day. And then the second half was 3 months in Nepal. And I really loved Nepal. It was some of the best 3 months of my life. Met great people, still have friends out there from my time. And during that time, we were walking around, spreading the word of God, helping with little things, helping at an orphanage to help with fixing stuff or having playtime with the kids. We went trekking through the Himalayas, passing out Bibles, spreading the word of God. And all those times have really still resided with me and everything that I do. I really still look back to those days, especially trekking in the Himalayas, 10 days nonstop, eating nothing but like bird feed and granola, and that's about it. But during that whole time, I gave myself a task. I wanted to sit down and really read the Bible from the front to the back. And I really did. And it was very tough, of course, because you're not really supposed to sit there and read it from the front of the page to the back of the page. But one passage really stood out to me during that whole time, and it was 1 John 2:17. For the world and its desires will pass away, but the man who does the will of God will live eternal. And I said that resides with me because I said nowadays people go out, they have to get the newest phone, got to do this, got to get the newest car. But really all that matters is dedicating yourself to God and spreading the love that he has around the world or even locally to people you may know in the community that you live in. And after that time, after YWAM, I sat down. Funny thing is, back in high school, I wanted to be a youth director. I even have it where I found on my senior page, it says William Barker, career of choice, and it's a youth director. And that was back in 2012 when I was in high school. And here I am today, still helping, still serving the Lord under this position, and really being a mentor to a lot of the kids that go to the school today. So that's basically my story in a nutshell. And if anyone has any questions, I'd love to tell them more about my stories and all my travels.